I don't mention it often enough, but how much I appreciate your being here, your attention, your support of me and my efforts, and all of these things are done for the cause of God, and I very much appreciate that and very much appreciate you and your support in our effort to serve God and get to heaven. Our prayers are not always answered yes. Most of us are aware of that. Sometimes they're answered no. Sometimes they're answered not yet. But when our prayers are not answered yet, it is not because God is weak and can't do what we want. It's not because God isn't loving and he doesn't care what we want. It's not because God is ignorant of what it is we want. When our prayers are not answered as we desire them to be answered, there are reasons that are really on our side of the equation. Sometimes prayers may be selfish. If you can imagine someone who went to a bar, got himself drunk, drove home while drunk, and hit somebody with his car. And that person he hits is in a coma. And he gets home and he prays to God that that guy might not come out of the coma because he could identify his car. Now you'd recognize that if that guy doesn't come out of the coma, it's not because God's answering this guy's prayer. Rather, there's some other reason God is allowing that to take place. But that's a selfish prayer. No concern about the person's sinful behavior, no concern about the victim, only concern about I don't want anything else bad to happen to me. Or it may be whatever it is we're praying for is not what is best for us. I can imagine somebody who has a wealthy elderly uncle who's getting ready to die, and the person prays, Lord, help me to get all the inheritance when he passes. And God does not grant that request because you could not handle that kind of money rushing into your life all at once. There are certain people who wouldn't know how to deal with that, and you're one of them. And so God is not going to allow it to happen. Or maybe what you're praying for is not good for others. You may pray for a promotion at work, but when you get that promotion, you would be over a number of other people that you're really not qualified to lead and take care of in what it is they're supposed to do. And so it would be better if one of the other guys with a little more experience got the promotion for the sake of the company, for the sake of the guys who would be under you. And so God may not answer that prayer in the affirmative either. But mostly what I'm thinking about is the prayers that we pray sometimes are in conflict with the prayers of somebody else. And so God can't give you what you want without taking away from what that other person wants. And God, in his great wisdom, will sort that out. Maybe you've heard the story of the preacher and the bear. The preacher went out hunting on Sunday, claimed he was sick, so he didn't show up at worship service. While he was out hunting, he ran into a great big bear. And he took off running from this bear, and he ran up a tree. And when he got up at the top of the tree, he prayed to God. Now, Jerry Reed sings a song about this story. And he says, as he gets to the top of that tree, O Lord, you delivered Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale within. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good book do declare. O Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't help that bear. Another version of that story talks about the preacher being down in front of the bear, and the bear's getting up ready to pounce on him, and all of a sudden the bear stops, puts his paws together, and bows his head. And the preacher says, thank you, Lord, you converted him. And God says, not at all. He's praying for his next meal. You see, if you answer the bear's prayers, you're not going to answer the man's prayer. If you answer the man's prayers, you're not going to answer the bear's prayer. And so that's the problem. Maybe my problem is the solution to your problem. And God has let me go through this trial in order for you to advance in some way. And God sorts all of that out. God's wisdom will take care of that. But the thought I want to consider comes from the Old Testament. King Ben-Hadad, this king of Syria, has a problem with King Jehoram, the king of Israel. And the problem that Ben-Hadad has is the solution Jehoram has, and that is Elisha, the prophet, who is helping out the king of Israel and frustrating the king of Syria. In 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at verse 8, we have our study. And go ahead and open your Bibles to that text, because we're not going to leave it. We'll be in this text the whole way. And if you don't have a Bible with you, we do have most of the verses on the screen that you can see there, so that you can follow along with us. Beginning in verses 8 then. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. Basically, the idea is the Syrians are going to go in a certain area and they're going to set up there, and when Israel comes through, they're going to pounce on them. They're setting up their ambush. We're going to be ready for them when we go to such a place. Verse 9 says, and the man of God, referring to Elisha, sent unto the king of Israel, that would be Jehoram, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place, which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once, nor twice, which means more than that. Three, four, five times he got out of this ambush by knowing where it was going to be done. And the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad, then recognizes, I've got a problem. Every time I set up an ambush for Israel, they know about it somehow. Now, what would you think if your secrets were known? If he took counsel with his servants, and all of a sudden Israel learned about what that counsel was, what would be your conclusion? Well, it's the same one Ben-Hadad had, that somebody's a snitch. Somebody's a spy. Somebody's ratting on him what he plans to do. How could the king of Israel possibly know where he was planning to ambush him when it's a different place and a different time always? Verse 11 says, therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. This be the kind of condition.